ครับ
Hi everybody, we've just returned back from tea, so everybody is ready for another session of ICEP 2012. I'd like to invite you to please comment on Twitter. The Twitter handle is ICEP 2012, that ICEB 2012. And in the UK, you can also leave us a voicemail message on 01792824788. That's 01792824788. And in the US, you can comment on area code 234, number 542245. That's 234-542245.
Yeah, well, that's right. Right, I'll let
Just a reminder that you are listening to a live broadcast of ICEP 2012. For more information, including the program schedule, please visit www.iced2012.net.
Good morning again, everyone. Could you please take your seats as quickly as practical? Team, we're going to start in 1 minute. Thank you very much. We're starting session 2 of the International Council on English Braille meeting here in Johannesburg in South Africa. I'm going to let everybody know what we're going to cover in this session, and then we'll step through it. Got a couple of housekeeping things. are going to talk about In Memoriam, which is happening tomorrow morning. We'll take discussion of the President's report. I want to call on Darlene to talk briefly about the revised constitution and the provision for the chair of the Code Maintenance Committee. I'm going to ask Fred to give his first report from the Nominations Committee. And then we will move on to a report about World Braille usage from Judy. Then we'll have a report about World Braille Council, also from Judy. And then we have two presentations from Pete Osborne. One is a verbal report about Braille 21, which occurred last year in Leipzig, and the second is his written report from the Public Relations Officer about the outcomes of the 2008 resolutions. There is the possibility that if we're making really good time, we may take the first country report from Australia. But I'm going to watch the time and we'll see whether or not that's possible. Before the lunch, we will read the lunch menu so the rest of the world knows what we're having to eat. And that will be our morning's work. And then we come back after lunch. Lunch, by the way, begins at 12 noon and finishes at 1:30. So after lunch, we'll come back and do the country reports and return back to the normal part of the agenda. And just to reassure people that we're going to do our utmost not to shuffle any of the papers around. We're switching around business items, but we want to keep the papers in their right order. Now, on the tables, you have, on the delegates' tables, you have microphones. Switch on it. They're American switches, so down is off and up is on. If you may wish to leave them switched off until you need to use them to speak. Tomorrow morning we're going to take the names of people who have passed away, people who've been effective and contributed hugely to Braille since 2008 and have passed away. I'd like an indication of how many names each country has. And I will take that indication from you at the end of the session, please, so I can plan properly how much time to allow. Now, we'll move on to the discussion of the President's report, and I want to recognise Bill Poole, who wishes to raise some questions about the President's report. So, Bill, thank you.
Thank you. Bill Poole from London. I wanted to ask when on the agenda you propose to have a discussion about the future of ICEB in relation to the World Braille Council and the World Braille Council in relation to the EBU harmonisation proposal, which you talked about in relation to numbers, punctuation and accents. But you seem to have given me an answer to that question, because you say you're going to have a session on the World Braille Council later on today, and that would be fine for me to make the points I want to make, if it's all right by you.
Absolutely, Bill. There isn't a formal session on the agenda concerning the future of ICEB, but there is absolutely a session, a report this morning from Judy about the World Braille Council.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That yes. answers my question.
Yes. Any other questions or comments with respect to the President's report? No? Right. Okay. That I move, Kathy.
I just take my feet.
Sorry. We just have a small adjustment occurring up here at the top table. I wish to move that the President's report be adopted. May I please have a seconder? Seconded by Bill. Thank you very much, Bill. All those in favour that the President's report be adopted, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to call on Darlene Bogart. Darlene has been the convener in chair of the Bylaws Committee, which has looked after the revised constitution. And I want her specifically to address a provision in the draft constitution. We'll be discussing the draft constitution tomorrow, but there's a particular reason that I would like her to address the specific provision in the draft constitution relating to the chair of the Code Maintenance Committee. So, darling, if you would be so good as to do that for me, please.
Thank you very much, Mary. This General Assembly is operating under the provisions of the 1991 Constitution. A revision of the Constitution has been circulated and will be presented later in the Assembly for approval. There is one change suggestion that I need to draw to your attention now, as Mary has indicated, and it's Article 6.1, Executive Committee Membership, which reads, "The Executive Committee consists of officers, members at large, and the chair of the Code Maintenance Committee." Since the creation of the Code Maintenance Committee in 2010, the chair has been invited to attend the meetings of the Executive Committee as an observer and to report on its activities to the Executive Committee. This change that we're proposing in the Constitution in the makeup of the Executive Committee would give membership to the chair of the Code Maintenance Committee and guarantee a voice for UEB at the table. That's, I just wanted to, so that everybody understands that before the nominations report.
Thank you, Darlene. Are there any questions for Darlene with respect to that particular item? Nope. Right. Fred, may I ask you now to present your first report from the Nominations Committee, please?
Yes, Madam President, thank you. First of all, let me thank the members of the Nominations Committee. I was the chair of the committee. I'm from the United States. Debbie Gillespie was on the committee. She is from Canada. Antoinette Botha was on the committee from South Africa. And Bruce McGuire from Australia. None of the members of the Nominations Committee were seeking office. The charge to the Nominations Committee is to ensure that there is a slate of individuals that meet all of the constitutional requirements for the makeup